This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. A story now of the limits of laws in making women free of archaic traditions about sex and pregnancy in the nation of South Africa, which we think of as free of apartheid. It is not free of outmoded traditions, though, when it comes to reproductive health. The Constitution, passed in 1996, says abortion is legal and everyone is guaranteed health care. But education and outreach has lagged over the past 30 years, and many young people still feel ashamed talking about sex and their identity, which has meant unequal access to health care for women. Dr. Talang Mofokeng is a medical doctor specializing in reproductive health at a women's clinic in Johannesburg. She explained her continuing challenges in a conversation that's part of our collaboration with News Deeply, exploring women's issues in the developing world.
We have a lot of cultural and also religious people in South Africa. And one of the things that happened, you know, last year was that young girls were being tested for virginity as a measure of whether they meet the requirement to study at a tertiary institution. And as one of the things that I was campaigning for as an advocate was to say, but this is not really a fair academic or even a merit test to see if someone deserves an education or not. And as a country that signs all of the sustainable developmental goals, it really is working counter to that, where we're saying we want to keep young girls empowered with education because we know education is important. That had to be taken to the Human Rights Commission in South Africa, where they made a ruling to say, in fact, this is unconstitutional and you cannot burden the girl child.
What's the state of law for abortion in South Africa, and what do women think the state of the law is?
All right. The law made abortion legal 20 years ago in South Africa. And in fact, we are planning to have a series of celebrations in honor of this Choice of Termination of Pregnancy Act. But here's the interesting fact. 30% of South African women still think abortion is illegal. And that is a big problem because it means 30% of women are having unsafe procedures, many of whom end up with a lot of morbidities, and some of them die from unsafe procedures. And half of the problem is that there's no information. You know, there's information about condoms, there's information about diabetes, there's information about high blood pressure, but you will struggle to find information on abortion and abortion care, even on the National Health Department's website. You know, sometimes I see women, young people who have bled for days and days and days from, you know, an illegal provider, number one, but also from having an unsafe procedure. And they come to us with complications and, you know, we have to obviously assist them. It's a problem. It's really, really a big problem for us at the moment.
How linked are reproductive health rights in South Africa and human rights in your view? And does South Africa need to have more clarity in the laws that it passes for young women?
Our laws in South Africa, you know, do go a long way. And if you compare South Africa to the rest of the African continent, we really are more progressive and we're more inclusive. But we still lack very much in terms of implementation. And I think that's where the frustration is, because a lot of us appreciate that in South Africa, we do have good laws. And what they do need is to have more regulations, have more policy analysis, which is where I come in, you know, as an advocate for reproductive justice. It's this continuous policy analysis to make sure that it's aligned, not only to human rights, but to the Constitution. You know, people are shy to come to doctors or nurses to speak about it. But also you find that the doctors themselves and the nurses may not have had comprehensive sexual health education. Therefore, you can't give to your patients what you yourself don't have, which is another side of what I do in terms of sexual health education. But, you know, it's more like training the trainer or educating the educator. That's the way that we need to look at it. That's how far back we need to start.
Dr. Mofokeng's story came to us from News Deeply's Women and Girls Hub, which reports on issues affecting women and girls in the developing world. To find out more, visit newsdeeply.com/womenandgirls.